say so. And his point was, his basic point of contention is, why wasn't I informed in January?
Yeah, well,
we can get into months, because I made it clear I didn't know the specifics of all what happened, but so why wasn't I informed that the president was dealing with Dobrynin and working something out? He said, it's perfectly clearly understood that it's his privilege to tell me, you know, he's going to handle it, doesn't want me involved, but I should be informed so that I know what's happening, so that I know, judge my own acts on the basis of that. For instance, the president made the point to me that the real problem with the dividend remark in London was related to this. If I had known that, I would have approached that, you know, more carefully, maybe, and that kind of thing. That he said he was hurt. I know he was. He felt that this was an indication that he wasn't trusted. He said it wasn't that at all. It wasn't
what is he? Did you raise the point of necessity of informing later too?
Yeah.
That it couldn't be done.
Yeah. And he just, you know, washed over that. I made the point that this wasn't simply a state matter. It was involved the other.
Well, ours,
he just ignored that one completely.
Yeah.
He went into you know, kind of going back over and over, made the point that Henry had assured him, and that you had assured him, that we would never do this, that any dealing, that he would be informed. And Henry had told him that even if the president, you know, says it's got to be very closely held, I will always keep you informed of any activity that we have going on with ambassadors and so on, so you won't get caught short on anything, you will always know. And I got into I said, obviously, there are going to be situations where the president
also
is going to make a decision.
He's got the time frame. He was gone. And all this stuff took place. He was we were in very good shape on that. This was in San Clemente. And I did tell Bill that I was going to send some sort of a message.
Well, I mentioned that you said that that you had told him you were sending a letter or something. And he didn't play back to that. He just called me on the phone just now again. And he said then, he kind of admitted that you probably did mention something about
the letter. I mentioned
and,
a letter that I was sent. I sent some sort of a letter and wanted him to know it on my own. Well, anyway.
He said, I'll bet you any amount of money that all the magazines and the background columns and everything will have a full report on the number of meetings Kissinger had with Dobrynin.
Now, you see,
this will make me the laughing stock again of this whole thing. It destroys my effectiveness and credibility. For instance, how can I go to NATO now? They'll all know that I don't know what's going on. So, well, there's no reason for anybody to know that you don't know what's going on. In the first place, you did know, as I understand, that the thing was being opened. And at one point, kind of whisked by, if the person is sending a signal, why, you know, that's fine. If he wants me to take... Every time said, I just don't know what to do, and I do want the president to know my feeling. Down the line, dropped in, I think it's a great development, and I'm all for it, you know, this step. And,
well, the point about this, I hope you, I know you did reassure you, there isn't going to be, now Henry has got to hold his ego in check now, and he's not to say about anything, he's not to say anything about developments. One of the things that Henry's got, Henry just can't, he just, incidentally, mustn't do it for another reason. It'll hurt the Soviets.
Yeah.
If Henry puts out that he did this and that.
Well, that's why I made that point to Bill. I said, I know that's not going to be
the president's initiative, and the Soviets came back on it unexpectedly. I didn't expect them to do it. Frankly, I didn't really think this whole business
was going
to I never thought anything would happen.
But I really didn't. I know you didn't. Well, I told you. It was my understanding that you didn't think there was much hope on this. It was one glimmer. You had taken the flyer to see the shot and see what happened. He was disturbed because you told him you were going to be telling Smith this afternoon, and he said that as soon as I got back here, Smith came in, and Henry had told him before I knew even. And
I know Henry was meeting. I know Henry was meeting with Smith, and I was seeing Smith this afternoon.
And he said Smith came in to me and said, I'm very sorry, and I just want you to know that I didn't have anything to do with this, that I didn't know about it either. So he said, there is one more person who knows I didn't know anything about it. So he said, obviously Henry didn't do anything to tell him that I did. That gets to what is
kind of a key point now.
Is that he's got those notes.
Which is what he called me back on, which is that we should develop a party line on how this transpired. And what he should say. For instance, he said, what do I say up on the hill? And I've got to explain this,
right?
All that. Now, what do I say?
But talk to the president.
And
the fact that him and Kissinger did this, that's the whole point.
I think you got to say this was a presidential initiative. He sent the message. There's been an exchange of correspondence.
We've all been working on it.
And
were you aware of this?
Yes. And he truthfully said that. If you didn't tell him, which he now admits you did about the letter.
Yeah. And also the other thing that's occurred in the last 2 weeks, like anything that I paid any attention to.
If he isn't trusted, he can't.
You pointed out that wasn't the question. Did you tell him about the Middle East, for example? Did you get that point? The Middle East, I never asked him a goddamn thing about it. I mean, we just leave it totally in his ballpark, and we don't let him run.
He made the point that he kept us completely filled in, kept you
and Henry says not.
And Henry completely filled in on everything at the White House. Oh, he said and Henry.
Does he?
Over here, filled in on the Middle East, everything he was doing.
He keeps me posted. I think Bill tells me as much as I need to know, but I don't want to know everything about it, frankly. Well, he's absolutely right. There must be a party line. And the party line has got to be that everybody knows about it.
I think he's got to say,
but how did you handle the trust?
I said it wasn't a question of trust at all, Bill. It was a question of an operating procedure as you went along. I don't think the question of... I said the president's concern all the way through here is it is on any of these things
to make it work.
It's not the story or who gets credit,
but
it's to make the thing work. I said, sure, he's very much concerned about how it's properly presented after he gets the thing solved. But I said, you know him a lot better than I do. You've been around a lot longer than I have. You know perfectly well when he gets into something like this, he works on it on the basis of how best to make it work out. He doesn't get into, am I going to get credit or is Sam going to get credit? And I was trying to shame Bill about credit because Bill was playing good. He wasn't playing credit, but he was playing
the who knew.
Was I involved? No. And,
you told him incidentally that of course you did tell him that nobody around here knew anything about it.
I didn't know. I told him I didn't know.
You didn't know a damn thing.
And he said, well, how many times did Henry meet with Dobrynin? And I said, I haven't any idea. I don't know that he did.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know how the thing was handled. He said, well, does Henry have a conversation memorandums of his meetings with Dobrynin? I said, I don't know that. I've never seen any. And as I said, I don't know if he's met with them or how. I don't know how this was handled. And I don't.
No. Actually, it was handled. Henry did meet with him. Not as often as Henry indicates, but he did meet with him.
I know he did.
We've got a specific number here. Shouldn't we get Henry in and work this line out now? I wouldn't. Don't give Henry any chance to. I put it to him in terms that you just said that Bill, frankly, has the problem. Well, how did this happen when I wasn't informed? And I've got to say to my people, I was really must. The Secretary of State cannot do this. This, of course, brings up Bob the other things in Henry's, working on, which I can imagine his.
What I was thinking about
his Paris thing,
and I just wonder if
Chinese thing.
Well, you got to decide whether you want to try and
farm Bill,
push Bill, just to move him out if you want to.
Actually, at the present time, so deeply involved in the Mideast, and that he may be able to pull it off. I don't agree with Henry or Haig on that, or I don't want Haig thinks, but Haig's beginning to come around. It is possible for a reason that we're not going to let the damn Jews. I think we've got to get Bill. He's got to be informed of something if something breaks. That's the whole point.
His point is that if you follow what he thinks now, you should tell him now that we are involved if you follow his line of thinking,
and we
are involved in the Chinese in a negotiation with the Chinese, that you just want him to know that there's no further, nothing further to be said about it, because it has obviously has to be very tight up. You're dealing through channels that nobody here knows about.
Just say that you're relying on it.
Okay. Yeah, but that would be the thing. And then on the other, that also there has been a feeler from North Vietnam.
We are in a perfect position to close that stuff.
And that you are going to move Henry into that.
You're perfectly in a position, a good position to disclose that now because we can see this is coming up.
But you wanted to do that. You got to decide which tactic you want. If you want to get Bill simmered down and keep the thing on the track for a while, then the best way to do it would be to do that. And just to say, Bill, there have been. He kept saying, well, why wouldn't he tell me? And I said, Bill, to be perfectly frank, I would guess that it never occurred to him that he wasn't telling you. I think he was dealing with a matter that was of, and I said, and he said, well, doesn't he have any, realize there's a problem? I said, yes, he did. When the thing finally looked like it was going to work out, the first thing he thought of was no, because the thing he told me, and that's the first I knew about it, was when he told me to call you, say that he would like you to give my own report to you.
Do you mind that, please? Yeah, that's right. You told me that you called. You called him. I'm sorry. I got just talking. And, well, it's hard to handle. It's just goddamn delicate. But on this case, it's really true.
I tried to separate. I said, Bill, you've got two different things here. One is your relationship with the president. Don't get into a questionnaire of trust or anything like that because it doesn't arise. The other is your relationship with Henry, and there's a problem you know damn well there is. And it works both ways. And the State Department is not fair in the way they deal with it, and Henry isn't fair in all the way he deals with it. And we both know that. And he started defending State, and I said, Bill, you know there's two sides to it. And he said, well, maybe there is. But
there really is.
Sure there is. Very clearly there is.
Yeah, I just had to point out Secretary of State. So, it's the crux of this problem, Henry, is clearly this. And I think that
I just wouldn't have understood.
Yeah. Well, in any event, my point is that he. See, Rogers has this problem in his own bureaucracy. Smith might have been said,
one of Rogers' problems was when he said, the president told me he was going to be telling Smith this afternoon. And
I didn't say that, I said, in enough meetings,
but that's what he said. They said, and yet as soon as I got back here, Smith came in, and he had been told before I was, Henry had been in for breakfast before I even got to the White House. And Smith came in to me and said, I just want you to know, Bill, how sorry I am about this and that I had nothing to do with it. Said, I didn't know about it either. And so Bill's...
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's good in that sense, but Bill's point is, in other words, Smith knows that I didn't know. See, Bill, the thing that you've got to recognize...
That was a mistake.
All of what Bill says all the way through is, why didn't you tell me? I didn't have to be involved. I don't have to be concerned in any of these things, but why wasn't I told?
Yeah, he just got to know what's going on. So that
if you don't, if I'm not trusted, then I shouldn't be here.
Right.
And I've proven time and again I can't be trusted. If I'm told, I don't. If I'm told something and don't do anything,
well, that's true.
I will not do anything.
That's true. He has never leaked.
Yeah, he won't leak. He'll do it. He won't let others do it, but he won't leak. He'll find it other ways, but he will not leak. There's no question about that.
But that's really the essence of this problem. That's the essence of the problem.
How do you position this in terms of what the administration line is as to how this was worked out? And that is where the background is therefore becoming extremely critical. I think the backgrounders have got to be. They must protect all concerned.
Absolutely.
Not Smith. Well, even Smith.
Everybody.
We've got to protect Smith. We've got to protect Rogers. She's going over to NATO. He said to Rogers, all of them, what the hell? How can I go to NATO? Not people that I didn't know what was going on. Well, I think that's far.
And this is not back to being a laughing stock again. Because both Henry and the President promised me they'd never do this, and I would always know what was happening.
Yeah, he said that you had promised to check you to help. And the laughing stock. And besides, it's looking over, and it's Jesus Christ, and nobody around here is trying to take any credit on it.
And that's what he was
saying. I'm getting none.
He was saying everything for the last couple months has been going beautifully. We've had good communication. Everybody's been working
together. Yes, and he's getting all the credit.
And that's why he likes it.
Well, come on, not really. I'm not saying
that's right. But he didn't say that.
In the Middle East, we talk about whatever we want to say. There's the credit. The point is, at this time, it's extremely important that his position be maintained, that Smith's position is in Blair's. And I think that therefore, that when you talk about background, Henry, it may be that we've got to change our tactics in terms of not telling them a hell of a lot.
But,
you see, I think in other words, the main thing we've got to say is to point out that this all resulted as a result of a presidential initiative. Now, there's a bill. Fortunately, I did tell him he forgets it now. Oh, does he finally admit that he
did it on the phone call?
Because I said to him, I said, Bill, I want you to know, I told you, here's the way to jog his memory. I talked to him, this is in January, or right ahead. I said, Bill, I don't trust Jerry Smith. This is what I said, those were the words, you'll remember the conversation. I said, I do not trust Jerry Smith. And I said, I don't want to talk in front of him, and I don't, and some of your people, and on the salt thing, because I figured this might come up. I covered the drugs and salt thing. I may want to may send a message or write a letter on this thing to see if we can get something going. So in other words, he was informed of that. And that is the point, Bob, you've got to emphasize, Frank. Tell him that if he'll check his notes of conversations, he must make notes of conversations with me, everybody else does. He'll remember specifically, I said, I do not trust Jerry Smith. That's what I started the conversation with, and I said, Bill, I don't do it, and I am going to do it on my own. He said, I want you to know that I may. I didn't say I would, I said I may. And I told him that before I went to San Clemente in January.
Well, it may have been a tactical mistake to tell Smith before. The only trouble was...
Well, okay, forget it. It's done. It's done. We don't care about that, whether it was tactical or not. The second point is that Smith actually is going to butter up the rock. Now the second point is that Bill must be protected here. Laird must be protected. Smith must be protected. All of them. It's got to appear that all of them knew about the thing from the beginning.
But Mr. President,
you see what I mean?
I went over about 50 questions, dirty questions that Scali prepared this morning, and we worked out an answer with exactly this in mind. There was not going to be, when they say what channels were used, we'll say this was confidential, and manager was Secretary Rogers involved, of course.
Yeah.
Was Ambassador Smith involved?
Yeah.
And then we'll just cut it off and say there's no sense going
in. We're not going to discuss that. It was at the highest levels of the government.
He argues that you got to be careful with that on who was involved. I made that same point.
Yeah.
Well, he said, well, and if you say we're involved, it's known we aren't. He said the ACTA people know we weren't involved. They know Smith wasn't involved. Now, there's a way around that. You can protect them all by saying, or maybe it's just protect Rogers. Just say he's aware of Smith. Or just say, I'm not going to get into who was involved. There were appropriate people.
There are a number of things we can say.
This was the presidential initiative, and the main thing is the Secretary of State was informed. He knows.
He doesn't know
the details.
Mr. President, it depends in part how he plays.
But as a matter of fact, Henry, you know what? I didn't pay too much attention to details myself.
Well, this one is he called, after I got back here, Henry, he called me on the phone, and he said, he was out of his, expressing his complaints and into what do we do now thing. And he said the important thing here is we've got to establish what the president wants all of us to say so that we all have a standard line, particularly as to who was involved and all that.
I don't think we tell anybody who was involved. There must be no indication of who was involved at all. I put out an iron curtain on that.
Well, there shouldn't be any implication that the Secretary of State was not involved. If his crybabies don't put it out that he wasn't involved, all of us would give the impression that he was intimately involved.
He used to say in state, this was a, I think, does he mind giving me credit?
That's essential.
If we don't say that, for Christ's sake, then the Russians say it. Right?
That's right.
All right. This was a presidential initiative, and I can go into the details as to how it was accomplished, the important thing, because it wouldn't serve our interest, it wouldn't, because the Soviet would not like the Soviet. These were confidential communications. I'd simply say the person, it was a presidential initiative, and that's what I plan to say. And that we're not going to let anybody say anything about who did it, said what to whom, and so who negotiated, or any of that sort of any negotiations. We're not going to talk about how many meetings are benefit anyway. How many meetings took place, history of that sort, not a man of notes. The history books, we'll go get that out at the proper time. The history, we don't need to. Except right now, especially if you get the, and finalized, it's the main thing now is to tell them what it means. Not to, and we don't want it, you can tell that we do not want to have any public approving, well, but look what a great job we did. The Soviet came back and we stood firm.
None of this will be put out. None of this
will be put out. None of this will be put out. We got, I told Bill this morning, I said, this is one where we want, and the Soviet Nation, where both can get credit. Did he tell you that? Well, that's what I said.
The major thing, Mr. President, is to establish that you took the initiative in breaking the deadlock.
That's right.
How we got that to the final conclusion,
that's a blank wall.
It's irrelevant. After all, who asks today, when everyone says Kennedy broke the deadlock on the test ban?
Yeah.
Now, how the hell he did it, whether Rusk or Paul?
Now, that is the line. That is
Paul.
The line is that basically the president took an initiative himself to break the deadlock. And that initiative was implemented at the appropriate levels in government.
That's right, at everyone.
Appropriate levels, and that we're not going to indicate, not be in the interest to indicate what the negotiations were.
ACTA has no interest in putting out
that was now, as far as Bill Rogers is concerned, I think the important thing you've got to get across, Bill, the Bob, is that as a matter of fact, he was the only one who knew, except Henry. Do you realize it? Hey,
Mr. President, the Nelson Amendment was defeated 63-23.
Wow.
And with that was the one we were worried about. That means Mansfield will be worse.
If they ever come. Well, what about the Mathias? The congressional people felt once they busted, that Nelson was the First Amendment, but once they busted that, there's a whole series of amendments now that they'll go downhill. That establishes the vote.
McGregor thought that Nelson was the one.
Now, let's come back to the important thing here. The important thing is to say, I think you ought to be very strong in this, that you can keep being overly sensitive on this. He was informed that the president, on the end, as far as the farming was concerned, he's really surprised because the president happened to have a memorandum of the conversation, put it that way. And he went back and looked at the conversation. He started, remember, gentlemen, there's a conversation that you'll check your files, where the president says, I don't trust Jerry Smith. And I don't trust the people down the lines. I want you to know how to figure that on this strategic conference with the way ABM, I remember the conversation on the way ABM was going and so forth. But I felt that we had to be one step ahead of the sheriff, frankly, and that I was going to, I might undertake a private letter or a private communication.
You did say that. You told me immediately after.
That I told Rogers that.
That you had told Rogers.
Yeah, I don't know when I did it, but...
I think it was February.
Yeah, well, just say that it was, we'll put it in January.
Well, in January?
Yeah, in January. Now, that was done. Now, actually, nothing gelled. Nothing came of this, except, garbage, actually. Until the Monday. I mean, until after he had left for Europe. And that is why, without exploring, and even then, when Gabriel came back, when he came back and said that he would, Gabriel came back and said, well, I told Bill this, when Gabriel came back and says, our government now wants to establish a different relationship, and proceeded to take the in effect, in substance, in principle, the very thing that I had offered in January and that they had previously rejected. And from then on, it moved fast, all while he was gone. Then on Friday, you know, when we called it from Florida, it had not yet generated. When you called him on Monday, I just still didn't know anything was going to come up. It wasn't because we hadn't got the final thing. We called him on Monday, and we didn't get the word. As a matter of fact, you can say, Bill, the president was in his office at 5 o'clock on yesterday before we got the word.
I told him that
it's really true. We didn't have it sealed. And that as soon as it was, he was informed. Now, as far as the papers are concerned, I didn't get involved in those papers. Well, yes, I agree, Dad. I can't keep at it. And that, he doesn't complain about that.
But
his only complaint is a pure, why didn't you tell me you were doing it?
If you tell me you're doing it, you try to dot the I's across the T's. That's
right. Well, I must say, he did, after we got through all that, he did pull out the announcement and start in on the agreement sentence, because he doesn't like the three agrees in one sentence.
Kershaw.
He got that from Jerry Smith. It's a very badly worded sentence. And I said, yeah.
Announcement. It's prepared for the Soviet.
I said, it probably is, but I'm sure we didn't have much choice on that.
Yeah. You see, the agreement thing, didn't you tell Jerry Smith that this was what the Soviet suggested?
Of course.
Christ sakes.
I tried to get it edited with the Supreme. It's not a good sentence, but it's a clear statement that there'll be an agreement on offensive weapons, which is better than...
Well, didn't Bill finally, though, at one point in the conversation, did he think it was a good move or not?
Oh, yeah.
Or as he admitted,
yeah, but it, yes, but it was swatted in. He said, somewhere in the middle of all this, he said, I want to make it clear, I think it's a great development and I'm all for it. But how can I explain it to Congress?
He immediately explained it to Congress. He's got no problem. Christ, just say it's great.
What do you mean? How does he explain it to Congress?
He
knows, and it's right, I'm sure. Fulbright's first thing will be, Mr. Secretary, were you involved in this negotiation?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't even see why that issue...
Yeah. Because it's one of the issues they try to make. And he knows it.
But why? Supposing...
And
no, but he can't... Now, wait a minute. Now, just a minute. On that question, he should say where in negotiations of this type are concerned, we cannot discuss them with the Senate. You see, we cannot discuss them with the Senate. See what I mean?
One of those calling to speak to you.
That the, why don't you call him back and get this part over in an hour? I'll try to take his call in a half hour. The Red Cross. But the point is that there is no problem on it.
I'll say I talked to you now you're in another meeting. No?
Yeah, and I'm in the cabin room. It's a little hard for me to get out.
You know, he knows I know, man, because I was on the phone with you.
I know. Well, the point that I make is that I know you're going to call and you'll be out of the cabin room in about 20 minutes. That is, he's in there.
Yeah,
you go ahead. But the point of it is that there's absolutely no question on his being informed. There's absolutely no question on that. And there is not going to be, as far as the White House is concerned, or anybody else, there's going to be no disclosure whatever of what negotiations were. As far as Fulbright ever raises that question, you say, well, I can't. We cannot discuss we cannot discuss public negotiations, details of private negotiations, right?
And he can say with perfectly good conscience that the state that he was involved.
No, it isn't the question of the state was involved. The question is, you see, Fulbright will say, why didn't you, Mr. Secretary, tell the Foreign Relations Committee that you were involved in such negotiations?
Because that would have been a disaster.
Because that would have destroyed the possibility of getting an agreement.
Say he was aware of this.
Yeah, he was aware. And the position, he can also say the position was divine. The position, incidentally, I stated the position in a press conference.
You stated it?
I stated the position in a press conference of the offensive and defensive linkage. The position was the position was worked out. We were due that, but the negotiation as far as the statement, so, okay, you do that and then come back in. As soon as you finish your conversation, I'll make the call.